Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
Hey, lovers!
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody!
I think this is our first recording with the, like, official library complete.
Yeah. And it's been a couple of weeks. We haven't been on the podcast in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Life has been life and
Welcome
hard.
Welcome to season two.
Season two! The unofficial opening for season two.
Well, our first book for season two is The Trouble with Hating You by Sajni Patel.
Yeah.
So, what's the scoop? This is a impromptu what's the scoop from Carly.
So it was my job. I apologize. Okay.
So, Sajni is a freaking badass. I don't know if you guys read or saw this, but she used to be an MMA fighter.
The acknowledgments or whatever in the back. She's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, that's amazing. I freaking love that. But she lives in Austin and she loves going to football games. And just like me, she loves queso.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
Me too, girl.
Says she's a diehard Marvel Comics fan, a lover of chocolates from around the world, and is always wrapped up in a story.
Period.
But she has a couple other books that I'm wanting to look into.
The next one?
Me too.
The next one. I wanted to read that one.
For sure.
I might buy it.
That one is called, I had it on my list. Where'd it go? Well, I know one of them's called Knockout.
I can pull it up.
The Knockout? I have them both on my TBR. Was not prepared to do this. I apologize.
I just think that I would be good friends with her in real life. Like, yeah. She just sounds like one of those people.
Yeah.
And she sounds so, like, she has so many experiences in life and everything. And I like that she is putting her life experiences into what she's writing.
Yeah. The next book is First Love, Take Two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then she has this other book called The Knockout, which I wanted to check out also.
I wanted to read My Sister's Big Fat Indian Wedding, too.
Is that by her?
Yes. I don't think,
oh.
Well, that's fun.
And Sleepless in Dubai. And yeah, so she's
Those are all by her. Wow.
She has a lot of books.
Yeah. So and the covers of these books are beautiful.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Golly, the colors.
This one was so pretty.
Yeah. I just know that the next one is going to be about Preeti. Mm-hmm. And I
It is.
It is.
It is about her.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't like look over it, but I just, I want to know more about her.
Me too. And Sana, I think that's how you say her name. Sane, Sana.
I said Sana, but that's just because I am uncultured, so.
Yeah. I think I said Sina. I have
watching
no idea.
Hunger Games lately.
Well, The Trouble with Hating You is about a girl named Leah. She's a very powerful, educated woman, working her way through life, about men, just worrying about becoming the best.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents have strong Indian beliefs, and they think she needs a husband and kids right now. And so they have set up a meeting for her to have kind of an arranged marriage with Mr. J. And when Leah finds out, she runs.
Literally.
Literally. But and she into him.
She can't run far because she runs into him. Literally and physically. Mm-hmm. And then she continues to run into him in several other places. So
yes.
Shall we get into it?
Lover's Quarrel.
Lover's Quarrel. Okay. I absolutely loved this book.
Me too. Me too. I will say in the middle. Like, I stopped at about 53% on Kindle. Like, you know how it shows you your percentages. Mm-hmm. And I think I was getting frustrated with her a lot towards the middle because I was like, girl, why are you fighting so hard? And then so I needed to take a mental break because I was like, coming from the PTSD of our last book, I was just like, do I want to have another book that there's so much fight a part of it?
Oh, I don't think she put up much of a fight. honestly.
I think her fight was so internal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's
but
so
it never
sad.
Lasted long.
She know? Kept giving in to it. Like so, it but was, then at the end, it was after that 53%, it was like, okay, it picked yeah. back up.
Yeah.
It took me a while to like her. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because... like, she just seemed so stubborn and annoying. Mm-hmm. But then when you learn about her, then you're like, okay, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The all first right. thing I have was I said, first off, fuck her dad.
Oh, no my joke.
When
gosh.
He said all she's good for is to cook, clean, and make babies. I'm like, really?
Big hate for him.
Yes. Yeah.
Big hate.
And then, golly. So she goes to her parents' house and they're like, oh, yeah, we're just having dinner, you know? Casual dinner, and then she figures out that
which is so rude.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because even her dad was like, "You need to, like, you don't look presentable."
Yeah,
sir, shut up.
Right,
I was just like coming to have dinner. Another book. Is that what you're gonna wear?
Yeah,
yeah. Golly. Yeah. No, I from the get, especially at the end,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to physically jump into the book, and what did put Preeti say? She's like, I want to. Like stab him in the neck.
Yeah.
And she was like, you want to have scalpels on those knuckles?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, and then Mukesh too. But also I was just like, how could you not, or how could you be so mean to your yeah. daughter, your only mm-hmm. child, literally.
I was trying to like read more about the Indian culture and everything, because there is so many things about it that are so different than like how I live my life.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to respect that more by knowing more about it when I was reading this book. Mm-hmm. But even with all of the Indian cultures and traditions, the fact that her dad was such an asshole about yeah. everything is
well, they even the talk worst. About it in the book at one yeah. point about how like, oh, so you're religious or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but mm-hmm. you treat people like this or you
yeah.
yeah.
I have a direct quote when we get to that part, but
yeah.
I just ugh. He was yeah, too much.
Out the gate. I was just like, dang.
But then when she found out that they were going to be having this dinner and that Jay was coming and she freaked out and ran, I was horrified. I was like, oh my gosh, she just left?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm such a people pleaser that I couldn't have done that.
No.
No.
Like, I would have sat there and suffered through it and then, like, maybe told him privately, like, I am so sorry, like, I did not know they were doing mm-hmm. this. I'm not okay with this. Like, I didn't agree to it.
Yeah.
You know, but I know. No, I was just cried. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But then I was dying when she ran right into him.
Yeah.
And he was so sweet and funny.
And gave her chocolate.
You and she's immediately like,
she
oh,
thinks
he's a player.
Cocky, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
And just, he's like, here, do you want this sweet treat?
Right? I think she should have been like, yeah, and like took one and ate it right on top of him while she's like laying on him.
Yeah, that would have fit her vibe.
That yeah. would have
once
made
you
things
knew
a
her.
Lot easier.
Yeah. But yeah. he was so patient with her. It just killed me how mean she was to mm-hmm. him.
Yeah.
Like when she goes into work and figures out that he works at her work now,
yeah.
that he's the lawyer trying to help recover her company.
Mm-hmm.
And but he was such a jackass to her.
Yeah, he flipped that switch real quick.
I was like, oh my gosh. But then he was in a suit and I was like, okay, fine.
That is funny. But okay, did the office meeting happen before or after the at the Mandir?
I think it happened before, because I had Mandir first.
Uh-huh.
And then I wrote that next. The yeah. office part next, and then drew an arrow.
Okay.
So
let's jump into the Mandir's part when they first, or when they thirdly meet
yeah.
at the Mandir. Because
yeah.
he was at about, they were having like a scrimmage basketball
just
game.
Just playing basketball.
Yeah.
Friends.
At first then, I thought she didn't recognize him, but she was just being a brat.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then does he see her? It's been a minute since I read that first half. So
yeah,
they see each other and then they're just like rude.
Mm-hmm.
And mean to each other, and all their friends are like, so this is
yeah,
awkward.
You guys know each other?
Why do we keep running into things like this with you? Because that's just her vibe.
Yeah, she definitely was. It was funny because right before they ran into each other, Jay was asking them about her. He's like, hey, do you guys know this girl? Like, what is her deal?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Rowan that stood up for her and said that, no, she's really nice. Yeah. And if she's mean to you, it's probably because you did something mean or offensive.
Everything that he said, because he is such a good person. He's like, she is independent and strong-willed and like sticks up for herself. Yeah. So she's not a terrible person. I really liked that.
Yeah. Yeah. But then like she walks in and she's like, hey, fuckers, get out of here. She's like, we have this time now. Go on. Because they were getting ready to practice their dance for the wedding of Rowan and
Rima.
Rima.
That's what Rima. I said it. That's how I said it.
Mm-hmm. Rima.
So I thought that was hilarious.
But she doesn't normally go to the Mandir because she's not religious and everyone there sucks.
Yeah. And she's just uncomfortable. History.
Everyone makes her out to be this like terrible person and they stare at her like, what's the, the saying like sweating like a whore in church.
Yeah.
Like that's not how they make saying her that feel. She is a whore. I'm saying like, that's how she feels when she goes in, that everyone is just like staring at her and
they make her out to be such an evil person. And like my thing, not to get political or religious or anything, but if you think that somebody's a terrible person, they probably should be at church. So why are you trying to kick them out?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. They need
and
you're support.
And honestly, like all religions teach you to be loving and accepting of everyone.
Exactly.
And so it's like, you're not doing this right, man.
Yeah.
All they would do would like chat about her and gossip about her, and everybody was talking about how she was such a whore, and I was like, my God.
And they used that language exactly.
Yes.
Too. And, you know,
they were like that to Preeti too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were just awful to her. They were just, it wasn't even like, it was all hate. It was just hatefulness. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even like they were ignoring her. They weren't including them because they thought they were nasty girls or whatever.
I mean, there's some girls that, you know, my grandparents are very Southern, so they'll be like, oh, well, we've heard that she's fast, which means, like, you're a little skanky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's all they say.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, just so you know. But they still invite you to church.
Right.
They'll and even invite you to come over and eat afterwards.
Right. they are not even nice nasty. No, they're just nasty.
I have a quote here. They're like, all the other women, they call them aunties.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the aunties had came up and was talking to Preeti and Leah, and she said, such a shame, huh? My boy is your age. You would have made a good match. Too bad that it didn't work out. And then Leah says, well, Preeti is a doctor and your son a what? A business analyst? Oh, no, auntie. That match would be too uneven. A son like yours would probably feel threatened and emasculated to have a wife who makes that much more money than him.
Period.
And I was like, yes, queen. Yes.
Like, she had the comebacks.
She did. I was like, everybody. Thank you. Yeah. And then at that same point, like that's when we meet Mukesh.
Ugh.
And I was like, from the get-go, I was like, what?
Oh,
happened.
Let's marry kill. We already know.
This guy is.
Oh, yeah. We need a disclaimer.
Yeah. Disclaimer for. Well, there is death of a parent. Sexual assault.
Fire.
Yes.
Traumatic.
Pretty much just all of the things.
Yeah.
There's technically multiple assault.
Yeah.
Just be prepared for that.
Child abuse.
I was not prepared for. Any
no,
of this. I did not read the trigger warnings.
Yeah, I was reading the house fire and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like
depression, that kind of stuff. So if those are triggers for you, just know that coming in. It is kind of laced throughout the book, so it's not just like, well, boom.
And none of it is like super heavy and descriptive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So but yeah. I mean, regardless, if that bothers you,
this might not be the book for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we meet Mukesh and he's just like, you just get this vibe from him from the very beginning because we don't really know what happened, but you just get this vibe that he is like a bad guy.
Yeah.
And,
you get the ick immediately.
Yes.
Can I just say something really quick? I know that you guys have seen The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Is that who you saw?
Claude Frollo?
The evil guy?
Yes, that's him. Because he was all rapey and creepy. Mm. That's him.
Yeah.
That's the only person I could think of this whole book.
He's all rapey and creepy.
That's the way to describe
put that
somebody.
On a shirt.
No, don't. And don't give it to anybody.
Put it on a sticker. Oh my gosh. Well, so Jay, regardless of all these run-ins that he's had with Leah, he still stands up for her over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because Leah's like, everyone's mean to me, everyone hates me, everyone talks about me, no one would stand up for me, they'd all just, you mm-hmm. know, go along with it. But this is when Jay is talking with his friends. And he's really asking about Leah. He's like, oh, you know, and his friend Ravi's like, oh man, stay away from that girl. And he's like, why? And they're talking about how people can change and whatnot. And mm-hmm. Ravi says, easy girls don't change. And then Jay says, hey Ravi, tell me, are you a virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, man. I know my culture, my religion. Ah, you're a virgin because you're religious, which is fine. But then how can you be so hateful when the same religion tells you to be peaceable and kind to all?
Mm-hmm.
I was mm-hmm. like, thank you, Jay.
I'm so glad you brought that part up.
He even said, like, I'm not a virgin and they wouldn't say anything to me because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
definitely.
Yeah. I think that goes cross-culturally, though.
Oh, yeah.
100%. For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. But that was heavy in this book too, mm-hmm. because it is a big part of Indian culture, of what I know about Indian culture. You know, it's more of the purity kind of, you know.
Well,
just
I think she kind of tapped into some of the, what's the word? Not, I want to say, like the stigmas.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I think you're the stereotypes.
Yeah, the stereotypes of it, of like the woman being very, very, very submissive,
mm-hmm.
and the man being mm-hmm. very dominant. And I think that she kind of, Sajni, like brought it to light that that's not how everyone is.
Yeah.
Like that's what you've heard and what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Or even when she talked about the arranged marriage parts, like she's like, no, like we don't force people to get married. The parents are just wanting what's best for their kids and suggesting it's up to the kids to decide if that's yeah. what they want or not.
Yeah.
You know, and that she mentioned that there's been a lot of these marriages that the parents have kind of set up
mm-hmm.
and they ended up super happy.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, because Rima and Rohan, how are y'all pronouncing his name?
I said Rohan.
Yeah.
But I think it might be Rowan.
Rowan.
I have no idea.
Well, theirs was an arranged marriage, but mm-hmm. they loved each other
yeah.
after they got to know each other.
Yeah.
And you could tell.
The connection yeah. can come later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One more point at that, in that time when they were all at Mandir together and running into each other. And this was like their ceremony time.
Mm-hmm.
Jay saw Leah's dad and actually mentioned that he felt bad for that poor man
yes.
because of his daughter. I was like, oh my gosh.
You don't know anything.
You have no idea. The next part I have was the date with Mike.
Okay, let's get into it. Mike, I'm glad we're talking about it.
So Mike is a guy that works across the street from Leah, and she's run into him a few times. He's friends with some people in her office, and he's always hitting on her. And he's like, come on, let's go on a date. Let's go on a date. And she's always like, no. And then finally, she agreed to go on a date with him. Mm-hmm. Well, little did she know, this guy was a certified jackass.
Oh, my gosh.
I love how she handled it in some situations, but I also didn't like it in others.
Yeah, agreed.
But I was like dying when they went to this fancy French restaurant and he says, do you need help ordering? Do you need help understanding anything? She's like, no, thank you. He's like, have you ever had French food? Yes, when I was in France.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you. And then one of the other parts that I was like a red flag to me was how she, it's something you don't think about, but then when she said it, I was like, oh, like the sharing the food thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's like, he didn't even offer me any of his food. Mm-hmm. And then when his dessert came, I really wanted to try some of his, and he didn't offer to let me try any of it. And she was like, can I have some? And he like looked mortified that she was going to eat some of his stuff. And I was like, dude, like you want to sleep with her and you're scared of her taking a bite of your food. Right. I think you're going to be swapping more than just like a little saliva off of a spoon.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Seriously. I was just like, okay, whatever. But then, so the date ends and they get in the car and they're heading back to his place. But
I wanted to punch him in the throat too.
I was like, what the heck?
Sometimes I think it is okay to punch people.
Yeah. Yeah. This was in this situation.
If you know a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I mean, yeah. So they get to the parking garage and he immediately like starts putting moves on her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, let's like go inside. What are we doing in the car? And he's like, no, let's stay in the car. Mm-hmm. And she sees that there's like a security camera like pointed right where they park. Creeps. And so she's kind of, it's all clicking for her.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, like you're being a fucking creep. I don't want to do this.
Parked where you didn't need to park.
Yeah. You won't take me inside. Like, no, and this isn't happening.
So rude.
Yeah,
and he's told her that she didn't deserve like apartment treatment because she wasn't girlfriend material.
Yeah. He basically just wanted to have sex with her.
Yeah.
And but then he was acting like, well, I bought you that nice expensive dinner, so you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I don't owe you shit.
Yeah.
You could have taken me to Taco Bell.
You've like, been begging me for months to go on a date with you, sir.
Yeah. But so she's like trying to get away and she's having some PTSD because has been assaulted that we find out later.
Yeah.
And she's freaking out and she ends up slapping him.
She does.
And I was like, yes, girl. But at the same time, I think in my mind, like I would have been out of that car so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I wouldn't have had to slap him because I'm not going to negotiate with someone that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're uncomfortable, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You don't stay around and try to fight. Like, no.
Mm-hmm. It's not, especially not a grown man.
Yeah. Like I've had situations like that where I was like a teenager and an adult man like reached behind a car and like touched my leg.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of that fucking car so fast.
Yeah.
I was like, no, no. And then I stayed the fuck away from him for the rest of the time. Like,
yeah.
No, trust your gut, know your boundaries,
mm-hmm.
and
leave.
Because I was like, what if he, like, she even mentioned it later. She's like, he was like twice my size. Like, yeah, I can be mouthy and slap him, but if he really wanted to, like, he could have overpowered her and really hurt her.
Yeah. And that's the thing. She did notice the weird things and like the red flags, but she was just going to stay and argue with him.
Yeah.
So, which is a running theme for her throughout the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think was in a way sometimes my frustrating part with her. I was just like, stop talking.
Yeah.
You're digging yourself into this stubborn hole that you're not going to find your way out of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's just hurting you in the grand scheme of things. And so I liked her, but it did take me a minute to actually start liking her.
I wanted to be like, just shut up.
Yeah.
If you don't like something, just walk away.
You don't have to. If you have nothing to say, if you have nothing nice to say, then don't say it at all. And she always said something.
Okay, I have that problem a little bit.
So, Carly, if you don't have anything nice to say.
I can't help it. It just comes out.
After she said, she was like, sometimes I was just saying something and then realized I was saying it.
And here we are.
That's me.
So she escapes. She gets out of the car. She just backhand slaps him.
Yeah.
And scratches him with all of her rings.
I love that.
And she like breaks her really super expensive heels on the way out.
That's what broke my heart when she broke her heel, because it was like
I would have had a breakdown,
adding insult to injury. Like,
yeah,
it's just like, oh, can this get any worse?
Yeah. And it does. It continues to get worse. So she goes up to a diner, she sits down, she's like, I just need a safe place.
And I loved the workers at the diner because they weren't like, this is some crackhead that just walked off the street.
They could tell she needed help.
This girl needs help.
Yeah.
And then guess who ends up showing up at the diner?
Well, he was already there, man. He was just enjoying his bull soup.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, Jay, what the fuck are you doing in this weird diner eating a bowl of soup? You're way too hot to be sitting here eating a bowl of soup.
Maybe that's not where I need to go. I just need to go to random diners.
Yeah, find the guy.
And he was a man, regular. Who ordered soup?
That split pea soup.
Spit pea?
It probably looks like.
Yeah, I hate about that. Peas
are so gross.
They are.
But I don't know. I was kind of annoyed that she put up such a fight with him at that point because I was like, girl.
I'd been like, I just broke my $1,400.
You don't know anybody.
Shoes.
You don't
bleeding.
Know where. Yeah.
You just got out of an unsafe situation. Go with somebody that you actually know.
Yeah.
And people know. So if anything happens, you have several people that you
can
call.
And there's no way I'm waiting for a taxi.
No.
Ever in my life.
No, because what if old dude comes out of there and wants to pick a fight with me at a random diner? I'm shoeless.
Like, you got in a car with Mike.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get in a car with Jay, who
he's a green fag,
goes to Mundeer with his family all the time. And like, she's Louise.
And he's a lawyer. I mean, maybe that's where restraint was from. Like, he's a lawyer. He could do anything. But also in the same way, he could help you out with the mic situation. And he does.
He does.
He ends up helping her. Yeah. Let's go to the office.
Well, he does take her home.
He does.
Oh, I wanted to talk about this.
Go ahead.
So he was such a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
When he took her home, he went above and beyond. He wanted to make sure she got into her apartment safe. When he realized how hurt she was,
he ran her a bath.
He helped clean her. But there was so much more to that than just cleaning her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of goes biblical, you know, with Jesus washing the feet.
Yeah.
It's more than just, oh, I'm cleaning your feet so you can go to bed because you don't want to go to bed with dirty feet. It's I'm showing you that I can be, give myself to you.
I loved him
completely
from the beginning.
Yeah,
me too.
That was it right there. I'm like, okay, Leah, look around. What other man that you've known in your lifetime would willingly and she didn't ask him to clean her feet.
No.
Who would do that?
Yeah.
No one. So you're sitting here saying he's in it for all the wrong reasons, but really, who would do that?
No. There is not a man in her life that has ever done anything close to what he does throughout the book. Mm-hmm. And it takes her a minute to figure that out. She fights it.
The relationships that she's just observing. Her dad would not do that for her mom. Mm-mm.
Never in a million years.
It kind of made me think of a part in ACOTAR where, these people might have a bond. They might have a relationship, but it's only really shown how much you care when you cook a meal for someone and give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you make food and present it to the other person, that's you saying, I choose you.
Mm.
Well, that's adorable.
And I was like, that reminded me of the same thing. I was like, oh my gosh, he's cleaning her feet. But at the same time, I was like, thank God. I hate going to bed with dirty feet.
Mm.
I would not go to bed with dirty feet.
I'll take a wipe and wipe it off.
I wouldn't want somebody to touch my feet, though.
I would. Fair. Can you imagine how nasty her feet were?
Right.
But okay, so then the next day she goes to work, and what happens? Mike shows up at her office and she catches him bragging to his friends about how he stayed up with her and she did all this crazy stuff.
Fire.
She's nasty, man.
What is the point?
Yeah.
You know, in my head, you're like, okay, you had sex with this girl who everybody thinks is skinky, right? Or you could just be like, I guess she's a prude. She didn't want to put out for me.
Yeah. Well, then that would have been a shot to his masculinity that he couldn't get her to bed.
I guess that's true.
Men have a fragile ego. Remember this. But Jay, so finally.
These guys are great, though.
Yeah.
That we have the producer.
We have good ones. We got the two good ones in the world.
There you go.
Sydney, I don't know what's out there for you.
He's in a diner somewhere.
There might be one somewhere.
I'm raising a really good one right now.
Yeah. Well, when Jay stood up for her That was sexy as hell. Like, ooh, he found out what was going on, and he immediately, like, confronted Mike outside about it.
Yeah,
he and did. Was like, the way he, the way she described him in this scene, I was like, hot damn, that man is fine.
Like, I love a man threatening somebody for, like, my protection. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's a lawyer and could bring the law into it, yes, sir.
Thank yes, you. Yes, honey, you better work.
But I just, oh, I loved it.
And he made him get a bouquet of flowers for her.
Yeah.
Take it to her, not just send it.
And grovel.
Yeah. And grovel. Yeah. And she was like, why the heck are you back here?
I told you never to walk in the house again.
Well, yeah. I think later she ends up staying late for work. Mm-hmm. And
oh, this was sweet.
He comes to find her because he's like, what the heck is going on? Like, what are you doing here? I was getting ready to leave and saw your car. So I went and grabbed food and came back. And
he's a good guy, man.
So I was freaking dying when I read the taco scene. Do you remember this part was so funny? He let me find it.
I love tacos, man.
Me too.
Don't talk about food. My stomach has been growling this whole time.
I feel like in the last couple of books there's been tacos so many times.
We love a taco, guys.
She said, are you not hungry? He asked, one eyebrow cocked. As he dissected a taco with a fork and knife and took a bite, I gaped at him. What? You eat tacos with a fork and knife? He shrugged. How dare you? I whispered. I love that part. I was like cracking up
so hard.
Especially
because you're in Houston. Like, just grab it. Come on.
He's like so prissy that he has to eat his taco with a fork and knife. I thought that was funny.
And in Indian culture, you use your hands. Like, for everything food-wise, so.
Yeah. And the sharing, too, kind of came into part of that. Like,
yeah.
I felt like that was part of the why she was so, like, why aren't you sharing your food with me?
Right. My stomach just growled really loud. I don't know if the mic picked that up.
But. So, Leah is falling for Jay. Because they're spending a lot of time together. They're hanging out. And I just loved her friends.
Me oh too. My gosh.
Like, her group of girls were the best.
And they rallied behind her.
Yeah, they did.
Especially, like, at the end, not to jump too far ahead, but, like, with the situation after the wedding happened, mm-hmm. and Preeti was like, I'm under girl code. I can't tell you where she's at.
Oh, like, fuck girl code.
Yeah. At that point, I would have been like, girl.
You know.
I'm letting him know.
You know where this is going.
It's like, for the best.
Yeah.
You didn't hear it from me, but.
Yeah, no kidding.
After this all works out, you did hear it from me.
She, no. But she was screwing things up with him.
Oh, my God.
Over and this over and over again.
And this annoying. Is about midway through the book. You're like. Yeah. Girl, if you don't get your life together.
I was getting so annoyed with her. I was like, either tell him that you're never ever gonna see him again or just be with him.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that I thought was annoying was she kept saying, like, you only want to be with me because you want to have sex with me. I was like, girl, this is a confident man.
Yes.
If that's all he wanted from you, you would know.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
or it would have happened already.
It wouldn't be a, like, he's not playing the long game here to get you in bed. Like,
he
wouldn't
have tried so
wanted
hard.
That, no. He would have done it already.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there were so many places and times when he could have.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and he was just like, I want to get to know you.
Yeah.
And
like, I don't want to have sex with you, girl.
Right.
He's like, oh, no, I do. That. He said, I do, but I want to get to know you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the last one of the last tabs was that she the flowers. Mike sent the flowers and he was in charge of it. Like, he orchestrated the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's thinking, oh, he just wants in my pants. And then that's when he buys her the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And she freaks out.
She sure did.
And she's mad. And then he says, you messed this up, Leah. We could have been good together. We could have had something real. And then it says, when I approached my front door, a box awaited me, the gift from Jay. And when I opened it, my anger erupted all over again. That's when she got the shoes.
Mm-hmm. Which, I'm sorry. What? That's expensive.
Yeah.
I would literally have a heart attack and die on my front porch if I opened that.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time accepting that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of money. And he wasn't the reason that they broke.
Yeah.
But I can see in her head how she's like, anybody who's given me a gift expects something from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a big gift. So that's what are you expecting from me?
Yeah.
But also, this man has shown you over and over and over again that he is nothing like anybody you know. And he's so nice and generous and kind-hearted. Mm-hmm. Just get over yourself.
Yeah.
Well, and then she storms in on his family's dinner.
Yes. How
and
awkward.
Her family or his family was so wonderful.
I love them.
I said they showed their love and support over and over and over in this book for each other. They are just there for each other. And I liked one of the quotes from his mom. I said, Mama knows best. But see
she
what
really
she said.
Did.
She had so
you
much
know
good
that
information.
Her and Jay's dad were like, they were so good together.
Solid couple.
Yeah. When after Leah and him had this big, huge fight and she ran out of his house at the family dinner, Mom says, go get her. And he says, but Ma, she's irrational. Who reacts like that at getting a gift? She broke her favorite shoes and I thought I'd be nice and replace them. And then that's when she's like, go hurry before she leaves.
Yeah.
And then she says, and invite her to dinner. I was like, she's so freaking cute. I love her. But I loved all of them. I feel like Jay was such a good guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely had his flaws. Did you want to talk about the kind of going back to his history, right? Because he beats himself up about the situation about his dad.
He really does.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's like survivor's guilt, especially because towards the end you understand more of the bigger picture of it.
Yeah.
Because you know that he's feels so guilty about how his dad passed away, the situation around it.
He's definitely blaming himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of all you get at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, I blame myself. My dad passed away. It was my fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But his brother, who was also in that situation, is like, I don't hate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand to an extent why you hate yourself, but I don't want you to do that because nobody blames you for this. Mom doesn't blame me for this. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you for this. Dad doesn't even blame you for this.
Yeah,
you know,
were a kid.
Yeah, you were like 7 or 8. Was he? Like 7 or 8, I think.
Yeah, he was little.
Little. Mm-hmm. That's like a first grader.
Yeah.
Second grader. Third grader.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Right, yeah. And it just was eating him up. And we get a glimpse of kind of the grief part of that, where like the anniversary is dead. This is jumping way far, but
well, he's also having nightmares
right
about it, so
yeah. And it was sweet how their relationship grew out of that situation, because you kind of see some of her, you don't see some of her walls, a lot of her walls are breaking down at that point. And it just was like a very healing space for them to be a part of. And I love that Sajni has touched on all of these different aspects of a very much real part of life, you know, grief. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if somebody's been in an abusive relationship, like, she touches on all those things in a very gentle way, but also, like, has these people deal with these situations in a very real way as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, I feel like the last couple of books that we've read have been very intuitive, like, just introspective.
There's a lot of growth in this book for sure. And then I really liked that not only is it just the characters, but also the community.
Yeah.
I think that's really good for this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back to the story.
So.
It was a great book, game for dad.
Well, yeah. So they basically start just like having these little dates, but not really calling them dates.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting to know each other more and they're really having a good time together and yada, yada, yada. And I feel like she was basically like, you can't have me and your family. Like, she's like, you do realize that if you are with me, that everyone is going to associate your family with me and they're going to put bad names on them and call them bad things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm going to bring everybody down, basically. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then they start fighting again and yada yada. And then we meet Mukesh's daughter, Kajal.
Which I get that she's like, oh yeah, this guy's hot and successful and I want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
But you're kind of being a snake about it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I literally put down that at first I felt bad for her because I was like, gosh, like she's kind of being thrown in the middle of it because mm-hmm. I'm sure her dad is like encouraging her like, mm-hmm. hey, go here, you know? And she's like, okay. And then all of a sudden she's realizing, oh, this guy like is interested in somebody else. And now I'm in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get later on, you get that snake side of her that
how
you're like,
embarrassing. Mm-hmm. For her, though.
Yeah.
If you're trying so hard to get this guy who you know does not want anything to do with you.
Yeah. Awkward.
Just stop it.
You're going to run into the, I'm not interested every single time. Why put yourself yes. through rejection constantly yeah. when you well, already know the answer?
Exactly. Well,
when Kajal went and was talking to him, Leah's friends ran up to him, to Jay, and they were like, no. Mm-hmm. Go away. We're mm-hmm. done. You can go now.
Mm-hmm. I like that she's like, do you mind?
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we do. You need to go. We need to talk to him. And that's when they say, like, Jay, you need to go check on Leah because you broke her. Like, mm-hmm. they're like, she's so sad because you guys almost had this moment. And then
he's like, I literally did nothing but be nice to her.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, in the moment, I believe it was when they were on the boat and she had said, would you stand up before the church and defend me?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, or would you stand by your family?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you can't ask people to choose between. No. That's not okay.
I wouldn't ask somebody to do that.
But then no. she took his non-answer mm-hmm. as confirming that he wouldn't stand by her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, that's a hard situation for anybody. And I mean, it works out in the end, but the fact that she took that, at least she didn't yell at him about it, mm-hmm. is what I was thinking. She was like, you know, I can't fault you for loving your family.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which obviously.
Yeah. And then she dips out.
She does.
Well, then he finally goes and he's like, well, has she been to work? And they're like, yes. And he's like, okay, I'll go find her. So he checks in on her at the next day at work and she's there. And they resume their fighting and bickering. And then he like rubs in her face that he's going on a coffee date with Kajal. He's like, oh yeah, I'm going to on a date with
this
her.
Joke.
We'll be over here at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come on by? And he, the whole time he said he was waiting for her to come. But
that
I was like, that wasn't very nice, sir.
But I would have done the same thing in his shoes, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I said,
I'm on a date. You see that? This is what we could be.
I said he made up for it. And I just love how
he does.
His way with words. I said, he said, I see so deep into you, Leah, that you can't hide yourself from me, even things you don't want me to see. I love every piece of beauty, every imperfection, and I can't get enough. Mm. And then he had one more good quote over here.
That man right there.
I know, yeah. right? She said, you talk like a man who has it bad. Mm. He says, I am a man who has it bad.
Ah! I highlighted yeah! that too.
Go, Jay. Get it.
Then they're like official kind of.
Yeah.
And they're going on dates and whatnot. And then I liked the part at the bar where the guy was kind of hitting on her and she mm-hmm. goes, oh, I'm waiting for my man.
Yeah. I'm like, my man.
She like came around to
she
that
did.
Real
yeah,
fast.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. I was like, she kind of fought things, but she came around real mm-hmm. fast and was all for it.
After about 50% of the book. Yeah. It was fight, yeah. pride. Okay. And I'm good.
Okay, fine. I guess I love you.
Yeah.
I liked their playful banter though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought too. They had like the cutest relationship. And I said, I think that if they didn't have all the issues with Mandir,
mm-hmm.
that they would have been together a lot sooner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would agree.
These people that they're supposed to be building them and helping them grow into good people were mm-hmm. actually the ones like
tearing them down
and mm-hmm. keeping them apart.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's like, ugh. But Jay, once again, stands up for Leah, and he's just the best. And this was when Mukesh was like trying to talk shit mm-hmm. on.
Is that the wedding?
No, this is before that.
This is the first time.
At the Mindir. Yeah. And when then he says, Jay's like, go away. Shut up. You don't know her. And Ma even stood up for her.
Yeah.
And they didn't care. And I just love that, how they accepted her so fast.
Mm-hmm. And I liked, he was like, don't talk to my mom.
Yeah. He got in front. Yeah. He was like, my boy. The wrong woman. This is her. The wrong one.
So then we kind of fast forward. Jay's brother and his wife have their baby.
Yeah,
and she helps take pictures. They all have this wonderful moment. Everyone's crying. It's beautiful.
But they're holding the baby together.
Yeah.
I love that.
Then it leads up to the anniversary of his father's death.
Oof.
And Jay asked Leah to go to Mandir with him and his family because they always go together on this day.
Mm-hmm. This part right here.
I was so upset.
Heated. I read this part last night.
I was so angry.
So did you read the whole book?
Yeah, I did. I finished it last night and then I started another book. I was up to like three last night.
Oh my gosh.
That's why
you
didn't
get here at 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so Leah is on her way into Mandir and Mukesh stops her and is basically like, if you go in there, I'm going to tear you all to the ground. Like,
how can you tell somebody they're not allowed to come worship?
Literally.
What?
Literally.
And so he was like a highly respected elder and stuff. Mm-hmm. Was he what would be equivalent to like a preacher?
Yeah, okay. Like the priest kind of guy.
That's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Well, he sucked.
He did.
And obviously
he shouldn't have been
where
in the position of power that he was given what he had done.
He said the most hateful, horrible things to her.
Literally. I was like, in my head, I was like, girl, why aren't you recording every single conversation that you have with this man? Because this is something that you could use in the future. In my head, I was like, if I would have gone through this situation, I would have had my phone recorder on every single minute that I had to have a conversation or
I would
word
just
with him.
Poison him.
Yeah. I'm gonna get
straight
the law involved.
The law would be involved with me too.
For me, not for him.
Well, I was worried. My biggest thing was I was worried that Jay was gonna be like super upset when she left, but he ends up seeing her leave.
Yeah.
And he like comes running after her. And
he was
like,
down bad.
He's like, oh, hey, where do you wanna go? He's like, oh, no one else is here. They decided to stay home.
Who cares?
So
let's go.
Yeah, let's go. And this is finally when they have their like moment. Like he starts telling her about his past and we figure out that his dad died in an apartment fire and Jay feels responsible because he had been trying to cook for them and he started the fire unintentionally. And then his dad was able to get both boys and trying to get them out of the house. And his foot fell through.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay turned around and tried to go back to his dad. But instead of his dad, like, taking his full focus to get his foot out, he used that time to push Jay away.
Yeah.
And he ended up, sounds
passing
like,
away.
Like, falling in. And
which
like,
the
yeah.
thing
yeah.
is, you can't just assume that he would have been able to get out anyways. Yeah. And he's putting so much blame on himself. And that's just so sad to live with that for, he said it was like the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
20 years of you just feeling guilty about taking your dad away.
Yeah.
God.
But she gave him so much good advice. And I was like, girl, you need to take your own advice.
Yeah, let me tell
you. Because we know that, now we know that Leah was sexually assaulted by Mukesh when she was a
15.
Little girl.
Yeah.
And she talked to her family about this and
they didn't believe
no one
her.
Believed her. Her dad said it was her fault.
I think
like
her mom did.
Would have.
Oh yeah.
But her dad is literally the worst person ever.
Yeah,
so.
Is the devil. So.
Yeah.
And Mukesh is the devil.
Yes. Yeah. But at that point they decide like they're together. Mm-hmm. He's serious about her. He wants to pursue. And he talks to his family and everyone is just like, well, duh.
Finally.
Yeah. And then I was waiting. At this point, the company, we like track back to the company and they're going under. Like they have all these lawsuits against them. Jay's trying to save them. Leah's trying to help in any way she can. And it's not working. They're going under. They're closing. Mm-hmm. So Leah ends up getting a job offer from another company in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. And she's in Houston.
And she's in Houston.
This annoyed me.
Mm-hmm.
This was a whole big thing of like, I'm going to lose my entire life because I'm moving to Dallas for this job that I really want. That's like 3 hours, girl.
It's right? not.
You're fine.
Yeah.
I was like, see them every weekend.
Literally.
What
it's
do
a
you
cheap
mean?
Flight.
I
literally.
Was so.
Go annoyed. To left field.
Well, and if anyone, like if that, anyone remembers, in the very beginning of the book, Jay talks about wanting to move to Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, why are you worried? I'm pretty sure he's going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Right.
But I really thought that he was going to figure out about it.
Beforehand.
Before yeah. she was able yeah. to tell him.
That's what I thought too.
I was me like,
too.
Oh shit.
I thought she was going to, he was going to like hear a conversation between mm-hmm. her and the girls.
Yeah.
And that's how he was going to, or he was going to like read a message.
Yep.
And
she told them and they were like, oh my gosh, what did Jay say? And she's like, that's funny because I haven't told him.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been the first, that would have been the first person I said
as
something
to.
As
soon as it was offered to me or like they even wanted to interview me, I would be like, hey, so this is happening.
Yeah. These are my options. This is where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have probably been like, okay, let's.
Because I know
she
he
didn't
was,
go about it the right way.
No, she
he
did.
Was upset when he found out.
Which I wasn't expecting.
But I don't think he would have been as upset if she would have told him before it was like well, set in stone.
And the way she presented it too was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
you're not
a
part of
you.
This decision.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since they're now in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
You don't just make those. I mean, you can, but you're going to, this
and
is going to be
like,
the outcome.
Long distance isn't going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, technically you could drive 3 hours every night and sleep together.
There you go. You just can wake up early.
But it's probably going to be more like 5 or 6 because Dallas traffic is a fucking bitch.
As you know from just being
yeah,
there.
Yeah, just there. It's terrible. I hated it. I just kept saying I couldn't live like this every day. Like
20
it was
years.
Awful.
20 years.
This is terrible. I would never know.
Then it's
wedding time.
Yay! Finally, I was waiting for this wedding.
I just wanted to say that I'm obsessed with the Indian traditions and
Me
culture
too.
Of weddings. Mm-hmm. Like Hindi weddings are
gorgeous.
The beautiful most special, beautiful things I've ever seen.
Yeah. I want to go to one.
Oh, I've been to one.
Right.
Well, kind of one. It was not like full on,
mm-hmm.
but it had a lot of like all the everyone had their beautiful saris on.
God, they're so gorgeous.
And I was just like, do you have an extra? Can I wear it?
Yeah.
Like,
I wish
one.
That people just wore those every day here in America because
right?
they're
so beautiful.
I don't know what the like the Chinese dresses are, the traditional ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so pretty too. Why
yeah.
don't we have clothes like that?
Like a kimono. We don't have traditional clothes.
Yeah. They're beautiful and I love them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that I like about other cultures is they have traditions.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm just white. We don't got shit. We got
melting
waffles.
Pot. They're like, do whatever you want.
Right.
We got waffles and chicken.
Is that American? Yeah, that's pretty American.
Yeah. I don't know. Adam just had chicken and waffles for breakfast yesterday. So I love it. It was so beautiful. They did their dance and I was just like, oh, I love this.
And this is when things hit the fan.
Yeah. So we get a little glimpse of like, oh, things might be okay. Leah sees Jay. He seems cool.
They
kind of had this like unspoken.
We need to talk.
Talk of like, we're okay. It's okay. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to talk later. It's going to be okay. And then Mukesh has to go and fuck everything up. I said that
at
was
a wedding.
Really ballsy of him to pull everybody aside during this beautiful celebration. Just
you have to think so highly of yourself.
Literally.
Right?
And that you're so safe.
Yes.
Just to shame Leah the way he did. I was like, who do you think you are?
And I'm with Preeti. I would have said, I will punch him in the throat
mm-hmm.
with
well,
some scalpels attached.
Yeah.
She would. Like, Leah would have if her dad wasn't like right there.
I'd have punched my dad
when
too.
Did he punch the mom in the arm when she was?
No,
I think he
like
slapped her.
Grabbed her and it scratched her, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
okay.
He slapped Leah.
He did.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, y'all are slapping family. This is the second situation
yeah.
in this family where y'all be slapping.
But okay. when they were like talking about all of this, the dad actually spoke up and said, this is the truth.
Yeah.
Like, no, oh, it's fucking not. And this entire scene cheated. Was like blowing my mind. It I was. Said, I would be in prison if oh, anyone 100%. Touched my child. Way. Like, capital oh, yeah. murder,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
prison.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be able to find body parts.
No.
For real.
Like, I was just baffled that her dad was like this. It just blew my mind.
And her mom wanted so bad to say something, and yeah. he would not let her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I said, Jay, I loved how he handled it, and I think that he was portrayed in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, when Leah ran off, he knew that she could handle herself,
mm-hmm.
and that he knew there was more that he needed to handle. Mm-hmm. In that room,
he, oh, yeah.
Her mom.
You better say that, girl.
Her mom was like literally a victim here as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he knew that like she needed help. His mom was still in the room. He's like, I'm not leaving my mom with these fuckers.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. I need to make sure that these women that can't protect themselves are
safe.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell these dudes to fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
and I got the law behind me.
And he did.
Yeah.
He was all about like, I'm going to find everything that you've ever done in your entire life, and I'm going to bring it to light.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he turned to her dad
uh-huh.
and said, if I like find out that you touched, like ever touched her,
mm-hmm.
I'm bringing you down too. And he's like, I don't have a daughter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I mean your wife. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Talk.
Because you know he was like, oh no, mm. I have been abusing her.
Yes. Right? That's... For years.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when he took Mikesh by the collar and put yes. him against the wall, I was like, you better fight for your girl yeah. in every way possible. That
was great.
Mm, J.
Somebody needs to just kill this man.
But Leah runs off.
We will.
And
here in a minute.
Jay is a little preoccupied,
mm-hmm.
threatening everyone. And Leah immediately goes to Preeti's house or apartment. Preeti
wanted to leave anyways.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. run off together and they're like, hey, tell him, make something up, we're leaving.
Uh-huh.
And Leah's like, I'm going to Dallas, like in the morning.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And Jay kind of fixes everything up with Mukesh and the dad and whatnot, and he's trying to find her. Everyone's trying to find her. Like, Jay's whole family is looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they figure out that she went to Dallas, and I just loved how supportive his family was. Ugh. Like,
mm-hmm.
Shilpa,
love her.
This is Jay's sister-in-law, said, be calm, but go get her. And I loved how supportive the mom was of her boys, because uh-huh. she was just like, from the beginning, she was just great.
She really was.
And she made the best point. He's like, she said, we need to stop him. She's like, we're gonna get to the bottom of this, because mm-hmm. my point from the beginning was, how many other girls has he done this to? Because men that do that do not just do it once.
No. Mm-hmm.
That is yeah. not a single occurrence.
There's more people in the closet.
So he is hurting other little girls.
I wish there was more of a like closure to that, where mm-hmm. we found out like other people spoke,
but maybe we do,
and maybe in Preeti's book.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
But so she runs off to Dallas. He figures out where she's going. He's catching up to her.
He runs.
She's in the parking garage and her phone rings and it's him, and she gets out of the car and she's talking to him, and then she realizes someone else got out of the car, and I was laughing.
Me too.
When she couldn't figure it out that it was him. I was like, honey, put it together.
Come on.
Yeah, bro.
All the synapses need to be firing.
And then we find out, oh my gosh, it's him. And it
and
was
kiss,
just
and
so perfect. But I did quote his...
Oh, me too. I highlighted some stuff on this part.
I have his... What he said to her was just so beautiful. He said, there it is, you're mine, I'm yours, we don't belong with anyone else. I don't stand in front of you or run after you. I walk alongside you. I will be damned if anything breaks us. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I loved that.
Can I quote something too?
Yeah.
This is at the end too.
Uh-huh.
I'm so in love with you. You may never know the full extent of my devotion, but I promise to show it every day, and how I treat you not like a princess, but a queen, not as my submissive other half, but as my equal. I know you can take care of yourself, but should someone try to hurt you, they still have me to deal with. Not one day will go by without you feeling my love in action, words, or when we turn down the bed every night. And I was like,
yes.
Yes. I think my last quote was when he ends up getting the little promise ring out.
That was sweet.
Mm-hmm. And he says, you will never be alone. This is our world and we're about to own it together. Mm-hmm. And that was like the end. I was like, yeah. Oh, that was beautiful.
It was a nice little bow.
Yeah. So should we do third date?
Yeah. I would consider this. I mean, it's closed door.
I would say closed
door. But there is definitely a lot of
tension
uh-huh. and kissing.
Mm-hmm. She definitely had lots of good points, though. Like I don't know what it was about Jay buttoning his jacket with one hand. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh,
I love that's so hot.
I was like, damn, you handled that button really well.
Not handled the button.
Or him like rolling his sleeves up in the lab to help.
Uh-huh.
Even like every time he would just barely touch her.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely was like, okay, we need to.
Oh, you remember when she had that little cream cheese on the corner of her mouth, mm-hmm. and he like wiped it off, and he's like, she's like, you could have just told me. And he's like, what? And not got the chance to touch your lips.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. He has so much swagger.
He does.
That I was like, that's the part that frustrated me so much, was that she thought that he only wanted her for sex. And I'm like, girl, look at how smooth this man is. If that's what he wanted, he would take it.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't be wondering,
right?
If that's what he wanted, you would know.
Yeah.
Like, but I was literally giggling when he licked the mustard off of her finger.
Yeah.
I was like a little girl. I was like, I don't know why that part just got me. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there were several parts I was like, okay, like, what is happening, you guys?
Mm-hmm. When he picked her up and pushed her up against the wall, mm-hmm. and held her up against the wall, and then later he took her shirt off, I was like, oh my God, it's happening, it's happening.
I like the part where he carried her on his shoulder.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
I like the little intimacies.
Yeah. I think the last thing I had was I said, guys with their fantasies, naked with heels.
Yep.
How he wanted her with those heels on, but nothing else. Do you have any other ones? Or are you ready for fuck, marry, kill?
I'm ready for F, marry, kill.
Let's do it.
Well, we all know who we're killing.
Well, who would be F?
I said J.
I said John, because why not?
I'm marrying John.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's not anybody besides.
I am always waiting for you to be like, do you remember that guy that was on the corner?
I know.
That they briefly mentioned for like 2 seconds.
The security guard who locked Mike out.
Yeah. I'm always waiting for you to be so off the wall.
No, there wasn't like any side characters. I think it's just F and Mary, Jay.
Okay.
He was a solid guy.
Yeah.
And sorry, go ahead.
I would marry Jay, but I'd F his brother.
I would.
Just because I can.
FJ.
Let's pretend.
FJ, marry John.
All right. And who are we killing, guys?
Mukesh, obvious.
Mukesh and the dad.
Actually, I said, we're going to kill the dad, okay. and we're going to let Mukesh rot in jail.
Okay.
Okay. I'm
okay
with that.
I'm okay with that. Agreed. Break.
We ready for speed date?
Oh, wait. My BFF.
Oh, yeah.
I picked two, but it's because they're a couple. I picked Rima and Rohan.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I would say Shilpa.
She's great.
She's a good personality.
Strong, I like pretty.
But I'm marrying her husband, so that's kind of weird.
Ah, yeah. it wouldn't be your husband.
Do you want to do your speed date picks?
Yes, I do. Do
okay. I was drooling at this.
I love it. This was hard for me because once I decided what I thought they looked like, my brain couldn't change it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for Leah, I called her Laya the whole book, so I had to switch that up. Leah, I picked Deepika Padukone. I want to say that's how you say her name.
Ooh.
Very nice.
I want her hair to be a little bit darker,
uh-huh.
but it looks like it's lightened.
Uh-huh.
And that's her in a sari as
beautiful.
Well.
Oh my gosh.
I just thought she's really pretty.
She's pretty.
Gorgeous. You ready for my... Oh, that's her wedding.
Oh.
Does she not look like the happiest person in the entire world? I love it.
Look at those colors.
That's perfect.
I almost picked her husband too, just because like they're such a good match. But instead for Jay, I picked Shahid Kapoor.
Oh.
Who is a very handsome man.
Ooh. Hello.
And yeah. He wears like the suits and he's pretty buff. So I thought that was a.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's like the Bollywood.
Yeah. He is a Bollywood star.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Carly, who's your picks?
Okay. So I have Leah as Sonam Kapoor.
I almost picked her.
She's fierce.
She really
is. Look at that.
She looks like the attitude of Leah.
But yeah, then she has like in her other outfits, this is her wedding.
Okay, weddings.
Yeah.
Y'all better work.
It's funny we both did that.
Oh,
isn't she gorgeous?
Golly,
she's so pretty.
So much. Their weddings. Oh yeah, so beautiful.
This one's so cute. This picture of her smiling.
It's giving Mandir outfit.
Yeah,
I like that.
I love it. And then
so pretty.
Oh yeah, there she is in her sexy outfit.
Oh, there we go.
She's got it all.
She's got it all.
Sexy but modest.
Yeah. And then for Jay. Oh, her wedding dress is freaking gorgeous.
Beautiful.
That really is so pretty.
Oh, man.
She's so pretty. And I had a lot of pictures of her. I just kept saving them.
All right, let's go out to Jay.
Okay, so Jay, I have a couple. It's the same guy, but he has a couple different looks. Like, there's an earlier look, and there's a, like, more current look. So his name is Vicky Kaushal. He is also an actor, but Ooh. Like that.
Okay. Yeah,
super handsome, but he has facial hair, and I don't remember them talking about Jay having facial hair.
Well, they said something about him, his hair like tickling her neck at one point, but I imagine it was like a little scruff.
Yeah. So there's like our facial hair and kind of shows the body because we know he worked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I have a suit version with no facial hair.
Very nice.
That gave me the same Jay feels. Like that, tell me that's not a lawyer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
A handsome lawyer.
You could definitely see that.
Buttoning his freaking jacket with one hand.
Oh, okay.
He is my pick. 100%.
That's a beautiful man.
He's so handsome.
Golly.
Very nice.
So those are my picks.
Good picks, ladies. Good picks.
I like him with facial hair and without.
So. I like him more with the facial hair. I mean, that picture just...
of men... like are one or the other. This guy can pull off both.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Very good. So smash or pass?
Smash.
I have some trivia too.
I said,
unless you don't want to do it.
I said smash. Let's hear your trivia.
I'll smash too. And I want to read the next one.
Me too. I'm excited about the next one.
I put that on my thing.
I'll just do a little bit. Okay. What app did Leah's mom use to find suitors? It was the very first page. Yep. WhatsApp. What car does Leah drive?
A
BMW?
Wrong.
Mercedes?
No.
She drove a nice car.
Audi?
A gray Lexus.
Oh, yeah,
we were close.
What floor does Leah live on?
10.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Who was Preeti in love with?
Daniel.
Mm-hmm. What did Sana, is that how we decided to say it? Drink at the girls' night.
Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where was Jay and Leah's first date?
Paintball or laser tag?
Yeah. Do you know what color her vest was?
Pink.
Yeah. What flavor gelato did Leah get?
Pistachio.
Uh-huh. What did the girls put on each seat at the wedding ceremony?
Was it the nuts? The nut sack?
The bag of nuts.
The bag of nuts. The bag of nuts.
What did you say? What was it called?
You know what I said.
Did you say nuts?
Run it back.
That's correct. It was a nut sack.
That's
that
good.
Was my question. Thank you for ending that on such a high note.
That was great. So that brings us to Happily Ever After.
What's our next book, ladies?
What is our next book?
Well, I thought, what if we did a couch conversation?
Yay!
We've got some questions that have been submitted, and they've been kept top secret, so that you guys don't know them.
Oh no!
Shout out to Jacqueline.
Woohoo.
She sent in some quite a few questions. So, thought that would be fun. And yeah, we'll go from there.
Alrighty. Yay. Sounds good. If you want to follow us on our socials, we are on IG. We're at Lovers Library Pod, and the same at for Facebook. We also have a Facebook group called the Lovers Library Book Club. We also have TikTok at lovers.library.po. We look forward to you hearing us the next time we're on the podcast, and thanks for letting us have a life, and for giving us a tiny break. Welcome back to season 2. We'll see you next time.
Happily ever after.
Bye.